be upset, B, cause we call ourselves family, but we don't connect, living selfish little stories of disengage. I'm not liking this chapter, so I'm turning the page. This current situation, it's crushing my heart. How can my life be better without the best part? My conscience keeps nagging and damning me. Please pay attention to your family, because you really don't know how much time you have. So connect with family, live, love, laugh. It's a lot of that with my brother Matt. Another part of me gone that I can't get back. So this is going out to all my remaining kinfolk. Please get back with me with your contact info so that...
That's right. That's for family, y'all. And your boy is back once again with Conversations with Intelligent Black People is what we are now, as I have included other genders to the show. Hoping that this is coming through kind of clear. We're having a little bit of reception problems going on, doing a show remotely from a remote location, chilling with the missus today, doing a family thing with family out at I can't tell y'all where we are right now. Anyway, hoping that the reception is a whole lot better. Joined here with my beautiful wife in the background. She being quiet today, I guess.
Hi, everybody.
There she is, y'all. Told y'all she was in the room. Once again, hoping our reception is clear, coming off somebody else's Wi-Fi setup. Anyways, just wanted to give y'all some straight, unrehearsed, no skit, no plot, no written agenda, straight up family time, which I believe more of us families need to do, at least on a weekly basis. You pouring out libations to our dead homies over there?
No, not quite yet.
Okay. We do a little bit of that too. So it's all good. Family, chilling, talking about family, which we have been doing here going on
18 years, maybe a little more.
Well, yeah, technically. But, yeah, 18 years of... Hold on, maybe this music might be drowning us out in the background. Y'all forgive me, I cannot actually monitor my sound like I can in my normal location. But anyways... 18 plus years of, I mean, first of all, how do you classify a successful family life? What is the...
That's four letters. I mean, love.
Shucks.
L-O-V-E, love.
Love.
Beautiful thing.
Right. See, I think you need to move closer to me. Not because I want to put my arms around you. But, I mean, I'll probably end up doing that. But you got to be closer to this mic so I can make sure folks can hear this this stuff you got to say on the subject. Because I don't want people to think I'm talking to myself up in here. And as you... bring your input in, and I'm acting like it's somebody in here with me, and it really ain't. And folks might be out there listening thinking, man, this brother is crazy. He up in here talking to somebody that ain't even there.
About his, love.
Yeah, about love. I got sidetracked. We talking about love and family. Okay, so let me see. She sums up a successful family as love. I don't know. That sounds like the best answer to me. I don't know if somebody else may be out there that feels that they have a better definition. We are live, 347-996-5051. And I believe I turned the chat on, so we chatting as well. Talking about love and family.
And speaking of love and family, why don't we start with the first letter that has to do with love? And I'm going to kick it off with the letter L for listening to one another. You got to have a lot of love.
A lot of listening. And I got to admit for the fellas that I know I'm giving away this secret, but I think they already know, y'all, that filtered listening, that ain't listening. Y'all know how we filter stuff, bro. You know, we pros at it. We could watch a game and talk to our loved ones at the same time and not skip a beat, like we done heard everything they said.
And it don't have to be a long, drawn out conversation. It can be a short conversation for about maybe, 5 or 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to just sit down and really, really listen.
Really, really listen.
It sounds simple, but, you know, you...
It ain't. Actually, it ain't. For us guys...
Well, there's a difference between hearing and listening.
Okay.
Because you can hear me, but are you really listening to what I'm trying to say or what, you know, your family member may have to say?
I hope y'all can hear us. If anybody is listening and we are cracked up, or because I know a lot of times when I do my shows remotely, it's a tragedy. It's a train wreck. So anyone listening to this, if the sound is horrible or you can't hear me or my wife talking right now, then please call in. Don't cost you a dime. What's the number? 347-996-5051. That might cost you a dime if it's long distance, but what's the 800 number? 855-445-9707, I believe. It's on our home screen. So that's the 800 number as well. But we're talking about love and family. And
there's a difference between hearing and listening. Listening, right? To me, listening means that we not only hear the words that one another are saying.
Right.
But we also try hard to understand what they are thinking,
because
and how they are feeling.
There's the feminine and masculine at work again, because as fellas, we don't, well, I got to speak for myself. There may be some other sensitive brothers out there feel like women feel things, but I ain't feeling it. I gotta hear it and make logic of it, and that's the thing between the male and the female that I'm learning more to learn the feel part of it.
Okay. But so not just only hear, but listen to what I have to say, or you know, listen to what your kids have to say.
Because wow, now you're making it real hard. I gotta, because as men, we just want to get to the solution. You know, we want to get to the solving it so we can get back to whatever else we had our minds on. And
sometimes you get so busy.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you hear the words, but
yep.
you don't really understand how important the words are to me or to someone else. So you got to go a little beyond just hearing, because feelings are involved in listening as well.
I'm feeling you. Are we on O now? Are we still listening? See, that this is another thing with us as men. We got, see, I keep saying we because it's not every brother out there, but there are some, I should say, ADD issues, attention deficiencies in the male species, us. I mean, me.
So that's something that listening is just not something that just comes natural. Listening takes practice.
Right.
Like, my mom really had to listen to those kids and really try and understand what they're saying. So at the same time, you got to understand what they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And couples have to understand what one another is feeling. So you really have to listen. And that takes a lot of practice. Because a lot of times we're so busy, we just hear it, but we don't really listen.
Right.
You getting that?
I got it. I'm listening now. I am listening.
So when you're listening, you have to give your full undivided attention.
Full, undivided. That's why I stopped the music. Okay.
Because you're listening, right?
I am listening. And anyone listening, got to understand that. We got to go to a break right quick because I got to find me some water.
Tune in every Saturday for Conversations with Intelligent Black Men. Brother Tyke will bring you some of the good information from the black community that is lacking attention, the economics, the society issues, and more. Right here, Blog Talk Radio, Conversations with Intelligent Black Men.
Okay, y'all, I'm back. Y'all got to understand, when you in a place that's not your home spot, everything ain't where you want it when you need it. So that was a very much needed break where I had to take care of my situations. We was on listening, and, you know, the Lord gave me two ears and one mouth, so it must be more important to listen. But during that before the break, my whole mouth was caving in, and so I was about to be 2 ears and no mouth. So anyway, we on listening.
And listening takes practice.
And listening takes practice.
For example, try telling your parents, you know, when you was a kid, when you have a problem, that you really need to tell them something.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to tell them something.
Right.
You know, and if they can't take the time to give you their full attention right away, what has to happen as a parent when we're talking to our kids, or our kids are confiding in us,
mm-hmm.
that we need to set up a time or set some time aside where we can really take the time to listen to them. Because you may never know. You may be able to help them solve a problem, or vice versa. That you may, they may have a solution to your problem.
Me a problem. Okay.
You follow me?
I'm following you. I do learn things from my children as well.
Right.
Surprisingly, things that you would just, the universe just reveal something to you through a child and speak to you through a child. And one thing I can say about children is they keep it real. They don't really have, now when they get older and learn wrong and right and about the consequences of their actions, then they have that fear factor. It's been ingrained in them by television and people around them and environment, etc. But before they reach that time and they're at that age of innocence, I guess you call it, they usually tell it like it is when it comes to a lot of things that as you become an adult, you take for granted.
Yeah. At the same time, when they come to you or your significant other, whatever the case may be, they come to you, you know, you really want to take the time to, you know, really listen and understand what that other person is going through.
Right.
You know, sometimes just knowing that someone, you know, is taking the time to listen to you is enough to help you or the other person deal with whatever problem there may be.
Wow. Listening is very important. I have learned that tonight while chilling, looking at this beautiful sky with the one I love. And yeah. This is just good.
Love. And listening goes back to love.
Oh, yeah. I can listen to you all night. Even though the show got about, what, a half hour left? And we only on L.
Oh,
we're
in another session.
Oh. Y'all heard that?
The L down. The L takes practice.
So we ain't even beyond the listening stage. Y'all see how deep that go? Wow. Who knew? The day I chose to sit and chill with my wife, now I'm learning. See, this, when the show is off, this is all finna help out. Y'all do not know how tremendous this night gonna be after the show. Now that I'm learning this little secret of listening is the key thing. And all I gotta do is listen to this woman and feel this woman. And I know I can stay connected as well as the kids, but it's gonna be their bedtime after the show or something like that anyway. It's close to it, close enough. And
just listen.
Since they got their
baby
sitting,
the first way
thing.
To kick off the first letter of love.
Right.
And the second step beyond listening is for you.
Me.
Or, you know, vice versa.
You.
To basically explain how your solution can work for the other person.
Oh, now that's a challenge right there. That sounds like selling.
Well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Could be.
You know, I've been told you're always selling in life, either your ideas to your children or to the mate you're trying to sell yourself to or attract.
Or as they explain a little bit to you, then you, just by listening and taking it all in,
mm-hmm.
can fulfill the problem along the way. I mean, this is just a... That, the little piece that they're telling you may be just the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
So just you being there and supporting that other person and listening to what they have to say and helping them come up with a solution can really, you know, help that other person. Be there to support them. Be there to listen.
So just being a listening ear a lot of times.
Sure.
Can be as you know, something from the Bible always comes to my head sometimes, and what came to my head on that one is to weep with those that weep, and you know, it doesn't say it in there, but perhaps it should say it in there, is listen to someone else with your heart, and
sure.
which means feel that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you laugh with those that laugh, you weep with those that weep. How about just feeling your fellow person from the heart, authentically?
Authentically.
There it is.
Real people, real families. One love.
Oh. We talking about our Nubian family now? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am listening and I am understanding. It just all connects, y'all. And you will not believe the tremendous value that even if no one else listens to this recording, will be able to listen to this recording and remember a milestone in your life, that because nothing happens for not a reason. Should I say that? Everything happens for a reason.
Because we may not, this even this conversation that we're having here later on in life can benefit our kids.
And us, too.
They'll be able to understand how important listening is for their family and their kids.
And we will learn as well. Because, and that's the thing about reading a book or listening to premium content material for the mind. You know, not none of that mind candy most everybody listens to in their cars or on their iPhones or whatever. That ear candy, It does nothing for the mind. So I'm talking about true mind content, premium mind content, is when you listen to it over and over again. Each time, you're a different person. And did y'all just hear that key word in there? Like if we was doing SEO, it would be blue right there where it said, listen. It all goes back to that listening part. That's wow. And so, like I said, listening to this episode alone, hopefully, because the problem I have with the way my music is set up right now, I can't hear the live episode until it has played and I listen to it afterwards. So while we live, we just live and hoping that there were no technical difficulties or no static interruptions. I know about working with different Wi-Fis and interference and attenuation and reception. And I'm coming back, but hey, they be filling my head with all this stuff, so I got it come out.
I'm listening.
Yeah, so, you know, they got me working on them computers and look like we had a guest in our chat for a minute. I'm doing a thousand things at a million times. But back to what we was talking about, which is listening. And as I was talking about listening to this later on, I already know we're going to get a benefit out of this. Hopefully, like I said, the quality came through like it's supposed to.
You know, the thing, it's just so much stuff you can listen to. You got to listen to your mind. You got to listen to your body because your body talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to your, you know, your health. Listen to your kids. Listen to your feelings. Listen to how you feel. Listen to, it's so much.
We got
to
listen to the dog, too.
You even got to listen to the dog.
Oh, man. Fellas, I'm thinking this might be profitable to open up a listening class.
Maybe we want to be heard.
A listening class, how to just sit and listen to everything in the universe that you're supposed
practice
to be
listening
and paying attention to. Incredible. Now, we do have a caller that has come on, and hopefully this person can tell us if we can even be heard on here. Caller, with the area code 661, you are live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's
up? Yes, sir. Hey,
yo,
who am I speaking to?
You're talking to David. David Nelson.
David. David Nelson.
Yep.
How you
yeah.
doing, David?
I'm doing fanny, you know, fantastic.
Good.
How
good
about
to
you
hear.
There, buddy?
I am chilling, looking at the beautiful stars in the sky, talking, having conversations with the woman I love and want to spend the rest of my life with.
Oh, is she on the air too?
She can't be heard on here. I thought she could.
Well, tell her she's a nigger. Nigger.
That's what you think, huh?
Nigger, nigger,
thank
nigger.
Yeah.
Nigger.
And again, as y'all can see, this fool just called us the N-word. Can you believe that? They hate to see a black family together.
That's because they don't know love.
Wow.
And we're not listening
this is,
to
this
that.
This is what we're trying
anyway.
to eliminate in the world. And lo and behold, you see another idiot. It's still out there. But I learned this, y'all. Actually, there's only like 7 idiots in the whole wide world. I mean, just true, like, worse than dumb and dumber idiots. It's just 7. Now, they move around a lot, but it's only 7 of them. So.
But guess what? He was on the line, and he was what? Listening.
Oh, my God. It looks like he's still listening. I don't know.
Listening
thank you,
powerful.
Sir. What was his name again? It's so unimportant.
Barry Love or somebody.
Bobby Nelson.
Yeah.
Somebody. Anyway, so we on the listening.
Mm-hmm.
Are we at the, you said, take a whole new different show, right?
Oh, we'll take a whole different show. And I'm not sure what the acronym for O is going to be yet, but...
Okay.
That
this is in development stage, y'all. So the O, y'all don't get that this time. And as you know, our show is biweekly now, so y'all ain't going to hear what the O is, what we going to do with the O until Saturday? Not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that.
Yes.
And I am not in a area where I'm looking at my calendar, so I cannot even tell you when that is, but it will be the same black channel at the same black time with our Nubian family and more love for all y'all out there.
Yes, and remember to listen, live, love, and laugh.
Like always. Because that's what we're going to do. That's what life is all about. Did y'all feel that in the family song that we put on at the beginning of the show? That was actually a spoken word dedication that I gave to all my family and the ones that I got your contact info. If you haven't gotten the memo message or whatever, is coming, if I have your contact info, because that's what it's all about, y'all, connecting and staying connected and engaged with family. You know, family's always going to be there. Family got your back. Family is
a beautiful thing.
Definitely. And we welcome all into to our, as part of our Nubian family. And anyways, y'all can see more about that at www.fishstickbudget.com. But I just got to play this family song one more time as dedication. It was yesterday, y'all, which was Friday. So if you hear any references to Friday, then you know why that was, right? Anyway, Taki, Rhonda, in the house. Our Nubian family showing love.
You got the right to.
Miles out.
Be upset, B, because we call ourselves family, but we don't connect, living selfish little stories of disengage. I'm not liking this chapter, so I'm turning the page. This current situation, it's crushing my heart. How can my life be better without the best part? My conscience keeps nagging and damning me. Please pay attention to your family, because you really don't know how much time you have. So connect with family, live, love, laugh. It's a lot of that with my brother Matt. Another part of me gone that I can't get back. So this is going out to all my remaining kinfolk. Please get back with me with your contact info so that we can connect on a regular basis and stop just feeling like familiar faces.
You see me on the town tonight. Don't you act like you don't know me.
It's Friday. Get your thing.
It's Friday.
What?
Friday with the family.
Kick it.
It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday. Kick it with the family.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Kick it with the family.
Come on, y'all.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Let's come together for the weekend. We might not
Friday.
See each other again.
It's Friday to kick it with the family. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Kick it with the family.
Y'all watch a movie. Kick it, barbecue. Whatever we gonna do. Play some cards.
Always.
Just be together,
man. My hotel.
What?
My hotel.
My hotel.
Kick it with the family.
With the family, y'all. With the family. Chilling with the laptop
family.
With the ones I love. Enjoying what we do.
With the Nubian family.
My Nubian family out there as we chill. What's going on, my lady?
It's all about the love.
All about the love.
All about the love here.
And so, as y'all can see, the show is taking on a newer feeling, more family-centered, and because, for one thing, that's one thing that we definitely know how to do. If we don't know how to do any other skill or whatever else, and that's actually, it's inbred in us as a people, y'all, so don't forget it. It's your heart. And so, as I was mentioning, taking that new direction, that new family-centered direction, and also, by popular demand, and I see how my wife is looking at me, but I know everybody out there want some insight on how she do that magic fish stick budget thing. And I'm hoping we can get her to share some of them secrets, which are that I'm telling you, is you talk about deals, a deal finder. My wife is like a deal magnet, and every time we get people wanting, first of all, to train someone would take, because I go on some of the missions with her, and to know that stuff like she knows it definitely will require one-on-one coaching. But there are a few tidbits and tips that I'm sure we could definitely get her to discuss on this show for y'all listening pleasure. I don't know. She looking at me, and she got that I love you, but you know that I love you, but look.
Because there's a lot that go into it, and it's nothing that you can learn overnight. It takes time. It takes a lot of time and effort, and the deals are out there. And what I believe is that you don't have to pay full price if you don't want to.
We never do. We never do.
You don't have to pay full price. Never pay full price. I couldn't believe all the stuff that we've been paying full price for years. And come to find out, after the kids are older now, that I didn't have to pay full price for a lot of things. And
families, are you listening?
It's, I don't know. You just don't have to pay full price if you don't want to. And it's really not a secret, but it is if you're not looking for it.
It's really not easy.
And I was looking for it. And
for me,
whatever you're looking for or whatever you're seeking is seeking you also. And
always.
At the time, I was seeking a good deal.
We was in dire need of a good deal.
Of a lot of good deals.
Oh, yeah.
Being that it was a lot of us.
Yeah, the tribe. The family.
The village.
The Nubian family.
One love.
And so, when you gotta provide like that for the tribe, hey, provide for the tribe.
But I will share some of the secrets at a later time.
Y'all hear that?
Just keep listening.
Just keep on listening. Keep on calling in. Thank you for the caller that let us know that we are coming through clear and can be heard and understood.
Thank you for listening.
Wally Jefferson, Nathaniel Stevenson, or whatever his name was. Thank you. We are enjoying, and matter of fact, a toast to a beautiful evening together, listening, feeling each other. That said, I think we're going to cut out of here a little early because I got some more listening to my lady to learn from, most definitely. You got any final words, Queen?
No, just listening and a lot of love. That's the recipe.
Jah Thunder, take us out.
Tidal waves, Jah Thunder wisdom.
Yes, people, go rest in the spoken of the city of Jah, the messenger of Babylon, Philistia. Thy would have known me as this man, and that man was done. Sons of that, that's a majesty, church of the house of Ethiopia. Yes! Rastafari.
Teach them the wisdom, teach them the
Rastafari, show with the righteous way and the perfect way. Let no eye and I know the right from the wrong, the righteous way. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Selassie. Thank you.
nervous.
Why?
They say poor might be the new black, but it's the old one. Race is just a new class. I was told once how the Irish became white. Kenyans, Jamaicans, Cubans, Nigerians, Brazilians, Haitians, and more became black. The Moors were erased fast. That's tragic as Othello. Puritans used to view blackness as of the devil. Nation of Islam said whiteness was of the devil. But through it all, the same Nazis kept going. And in my heart of hearts, I feel for those who fought as hard as they could against oligarchs. And it's time to be out as far as watching things fall apart. But once a CW becomes a C-1000, what can we do about it? Oh, when it's them, us, them, us, them, us. Then all we hear is
what?
All we hear is them, us, them, us, them, us, them. All we hear is
what? Wake up, world. As the sun rises
one finger in the air.
Can
one finger.
Together.